some music by Mahalia with Whenever You're Ready. We also checked out Ari Star with Rush and Joe Boy with Alcohol. I tell you what, the continent is well represented on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Now, Shikwan, you know, we've got this annoying thing that we do every single Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, this annoying thing where we just, being the biggest personalities in studio or on air, where we bring newsmakers on air, where we bring in people that are training, people that are that we all follow and that we all love. We do it unknowingly every Friday.
Yep.
And today, we decided, listen, let's go continental with this thing. Let's not just focus on the land of the brave, isn't it? We are almost one Africa, isn't it? So we decided, listen, we're going to go to a beautiful country that's just right next door, Botswana. But you have the right pronunciation for it, Mos. Botswana. You always say, you do the
thing. Oh, Botswana.
Botswana, you
see. Yeah, and then the people are called Motswana.
And then Motswana, you see. So now, what we have right now is a fantastic talent. An incredible woman, all right, who was born to a Motswana father and a Zambian mother. True definition of an African woman. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome a neo soul R&B superstar from Botswana, man. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Good morning. Dumelang Sisili Kai.
Riting, what an introduction.
This is what we do, Samantha Mohoe.
This is what we do.
Oh my goodness. You guys are making me feel so loved.
You are loved, though.
I love it.
Samantha, welcome to Fresh FM. Welcome to Namibia. Even though it's just telephonic.
Yes.
But,
yes.
You know, we have a feeling that soon and very soon, you're going to visit the land of the brave, and we will be on the other side as well, Mos.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I haven't been to Namibia in like 5 years. So this I need to get back that side.
Sorry, before we get into the, you know, who you are and all that, you were in Namibia before.
I've been to Namibia. I think about 5 years ago, I was in Windhoek and I was there for like 3 days. I had a show that side. So,
okay. Yeah. How was the experience though?
It was great. And I think you guys are so chilled. I love it.
I mean, for the most part, yes.
That's just our nature.
Yes.
You're so chilled. So it was good. I didn't feel too far away from home because I think that's one thing we share, like just being warm and chilled and very laid back.
Mm. Yeah, no, it makes sense, actually. You know what, Samantha? We are here to introduce you and your beautiful, talented self to all the, like, our Namibian audience, obviously. But maybe you can explain to us as to who Samantha is, what best describes the person that you are. I see that you also describe yourself as a holistic creative. What exactly does that mean? Please unpack that for us.
My name is Samantha Moore, and you did rightfully say in the introduction, my mom is from Zambia, my dad is from Botswana, so I get to experience the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
And I think being from a family that is from all over and has different ties to different African countries has just given me an openness and a perspective when it comes to just how I view life. And, you know, that's one advantage that I'm very, very grateful for. I'm a neo-soul R&B artist, and I think holistic creative. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we like to box ourselves in, especially as singer-songwriters. But I think because of my background, I literally use creativity in everything that I do. I love art. I'm a singer-songwriter. I have ties to radio. I'm also on radio, so after this I have to go for that.
Oh, nice. What time is your slot?
From 12 till 3, that's the time my slot
midday.
Is.
Midday,
so
yeah.
When I say creative, full on creative, apart from that, entrepreneurship is something that I've done and dabbled in, owned various businesses that are tied to creativity. I've had a beauty / salon spa. Don't ask me if it worked out.
It's perfectly fine. I mean, we fail, we fall, but we still learn from it and we still keep it moving. That's all that matters.
Definitely. Now,
you know, it's funny that you say that you refuse to be boxed in. Just about 2 weeks ago, we had a conversation with Teho from South Africa, and he was saying the same thing. It's like you cannot and you will not box us in. Is this something that happens? Is that a pressure though that the creatives feel that they need to be something and not be holistic?
Yes, it's something that happens, and unfortunately, people tend to want to box you into one thing, and you know, it's a sad thing because you know they see you as this one thing, and when you're trying other ventures and avenues, it becomes a bit difficult.
Okay, yeah. So here's the thing, though, in our digging, a little birdie told us. That you hold a whole degree in theology. I know.
Girl, tell us about this.
Girl. What happened there? Like, what, from high school, you decided to go study theology? Wait, how?
How did that make us understand? Yeah.
I refuse to be boxed in.
Period.
Oh, my goodness. But the inspiration behind it, though.
So theology, I studied marketing. I'm currently studying project management. So when I say I refuse to be boxed in, that's exactly what I mean.
My goodness. Wow. All right.
But you know, the interesting thing is, you know, a lot of people view it as, you know, this whole thing of wanting people to do one thing and, you know, being afraid that if you're dabbling in different things, you become a jack of all, but a master of none.
Apparently,
but I'm big on, you know, living life and living fully and trying things. If they work, they don't work. If they work, that's great. But also theology is something that I'd always wanted to study. And I think also because I just love God and I love learning about, you know, different religions and just, you know, the foundation of that. So that's how I got into theology.
All right, cool. Before we take a small break, Samantha.
Yeah.
Small break. Mm-hmm. We were debating off air, right?
Mm.
And we were saying, okay, look, listening to Samantha's music, clearly this needs to be international, right? Clearly. So we're going to ask you an international question now.
Oh, my goodness.
How do I put this?
Yeah.
If you were to measure yourself against the Thames of this world, against the Ari Stars of this world, our beautiful superstar from South Africa's warm, also near Soul, it ran away from me now. But if you were to
Shekinah,
and so if you were to rate yourself, right, in that category, do you rate yourself in that category? Is that where you want to be, or is it just like, no, guys, you cannot mention my name in the same sentence? Where do you put yourself there?
You know what? Out of being speaking positively, let me rate myself within the same category and caliber as the people you've mentioned.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Samantha, hold that thought for us. We've got a couple more surprises for you. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Let's just say you are on the biggest breakfast show in the country. So definitely we've got something for you.
Hey there, football fans. Are you ready to unleash your fantasy Premier League skills? Well, we got you covered.
Fridays on 102.9, Namibia's heart and soul.
It's at 9:25 right now on Namibia's heart and soul. Every single Friday, what we do is we bring in the superstars, we bring in the newspapers, and we've got one superstar from Botswana on air right now with us, Osi Samantha Mohwe. Osi Samantha, you are there, right?
Definitely, yeah.
And we did promise you a surprise, Mosna.
Oh my goodness, I'm so nervous.
I know, I was just even about to say, she sounds scared.
I don't know what direction this is going to take, so I'm a bit nervous.
Okay, let's see what we have in store for you.
Hey, hey, hi, Samantha Mokojijivine here. Thank you so much for visiting my second home. Oh, wow. Let me teach you one or two things. If you want to say hi in Damara, that's NSK's language, you say Madisa, okay? If you want to say hi in Wishwambo, you say Walalapo, okay? NSK, tell her this. Say I said, she must not forget to go to Single Quarters and eat kapana. She must not leave that place without tasting kapana. Please, Samantha, have fun. Oh, and God bless you so much. You are so talented and we love you here back at home. Thank you. Bye.
Oh my God! Where did you guys get juju vibes?
I mean, you know, we know a couple of people.
You know, we know a couple of people, Samantha.
Oh
you know,
my goodness! Wow, it does what not, a beautiful surprise!
It does not stop there, Samantha. Your people love you,
yes.
Such as
hello, 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 NSK and the whole Fresh FM team. I just want to say shout out to Samantha Mohwe. You know, it's been a great pleasure knowing her and even having worked with her in the past. She's one hell of an amazing artist. And, you know, I just want to say big shout out. Keep pushing. We see you.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
I actually sent Samantha a message, I think a week or 2 weeks ago, and I was like, you're one of the best vocalists in the country, and I meant that. Keep pushing. We're proud of you. We wish you nothing but the best. Big ups, big ups, big ups. Keep pushing. Fly the Botswana flag high.
Yeah.
And we know you got this.
That is suffocate, by the way, Samantha.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. That's one man who does not sleep. He's always hustling.
He's always hustling, yeah, yeah.
One little surprise before we let you go, Samantha, just to show you that you've got your country behind you. You're on a Namibian radio station now.
Absolutely.
And we're about to drop your brand new song. Listen to this.
Hello, hello, beautiful people. This is Khoisan, and we have a little special message for our sister Samantha Mofe.
We just want to give her a big shout out. Thank you for being an amazing big sister. Thank you for being the superstar that you are, and thank you for being such an icon to all of your supporters, everybody, and the whole country.
Gosh.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yeah. You guys are gonna make me cry.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay, let me hold back the tears.
How do you feel, Samantha?
I'm overwhelmed because a lot of the times, you know, with the work that we do our best and never really go out to, I don't want to put this, how do I put this in quotation marks? How do I say it? People are always watching you. But, you know, when we work, we're not having that at the front of our minds. People are watching. We do what we love.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, we inspire people. Look, I've done a couple of shows with Khoisan, and, you know, they found me in the industry, and they're also doing absolutely amazing.
Mm.
And I interact with them, and for them to be able to say such amazing things about me.
Yeah.
So we're going to let you go now, Samantha. But before we let you go, we're going to drop your brand new song right now. It's called Oxygen, featuring Jordan Muzi. Just a quick brief, Samantha. Can you do us a favor, Samantha? Take the floor. Tell Namibia your brand new song is officially on Fresh FM and that you love Africa. The floor is yours.
This is Oxygen featuring my brother Jordan Muzi, all the way from Zimbabwe. We keep it international. We keep it African because we love Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful song produced by a Zambian producer called KD Beats. And that's why we do collaboration. And I'm coming to Namibia soon.
Yeah, you know what? Now that we've actually spoken that into existence, and when you do come to Namibia, please be sure to call NSK and myself. Very, very soon. Have a lovely day, Sisi. I don't even want to say, you know, Tlakubona later, but you know what I mean, right? Sooner or later.
I love it, Samantha. Thank you so much for gifting us your time this morning, Samantha. Here's Oxygen featuring Jordan Muzi. It's a Botswana, Zimbabwe, Zambia mix on Namibian radio. How dare you? Only Fresh Breakfast.
Africa.
Your home on 102.7. Radio TV.